Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You probably know someone graduating from college this spring. How will they navigate an uncertain job market and land that first important position? I'm joined now by Norma Guerra-Geyer, WashU's Associate Vice Chancellor for Career Development and Education. Thank you for your time this morning.
Absolutely. So happy to be with you, Megan.
What are graduates facing this year in the job market?
Well, I would say top of mind, most graduates would say they feel a sense of uncertainty. Although I will also mention that there's a lot of hope for our new graduates as well. When you look at early talent and opportunities to engage in experiential learning and opportunities that will help them navigate a career trajectory of their interest.
What do you feel that new grads need to be prepared for as they do try to enter the job market?
Yes, it'll be important for our new grads to be agile, to be open to possibilities that maybe aren't exactly defining their ultimate career goal, but perhaps opportunities that are adjacent to their career goals. So those kinds of experiences that will help them to stay on path and to get a little closer to that eventual goal that they are seeking.
I think this is the perennial question for college graduates. How do they stand out compared to other applicants?
Yes. So what we are hearing from employers in the market is that they're looking for talent that is competency aware, competency based. So what that means is when graduates look at opportunities that they want to apply for and or that they might find themselves interviewing for, it'll be important to really pay attention to what skills and competencies those recruiters are looking for, making sure that their experiences and their narrative, how they tell their story, specifically aligns to the language and to those competencies that employers are seeking. We always tell students, look at your in-class and out-of-class experiences that you collectively have, and what story does that tell about you? What are you able to bring to an organization? When organizations are hiring our early talent, our recent grads, they are looking for innovation. They are looking for effective communication skills and critical thinking. So any way that new candidates can call out specific examples of how they have honed and or are developing those competencies will be critical.
I have noticed in just the last couple of years an increasing number of college students reaching out to connect with me on LinkedIn. This seems to be a fairly new phenomenon. Do you see this more and more?
We do. And we actually teach students on how they can effectively utilize LinkedIn to their benefit. LinkedIn is an interesting platform, and it can really be a beneficial one if used correctly. So we will have those in our circle, in our close circle, we'll want to be connected with them on LinkedIn. By doing that, we can then see who those individuals are connected to. And perhaps there's somebody in that circle you'd like to get to know, you'd like to learn more about their career path or their organization. It's quite normal and really appropriate protocol to reach out to your internal network to say, I noticed that you are connected to Joe, and I'd really like to meet Joe, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'd like to connect. And that why is really the important piece to that request, so that your connection understands and can perhaps offer an introduction to Joe for you that will be more readily accepted. It's a great networking platform, but you have to use it strategically.
How important is networking in finding those first jobs?
Extremely important. I think, for ages, we have heard it's not what you know, it's who you know. There's some truth to that, but I wouldn't say that that's anybody who takes that exclusive strategy is not going to realize success. But it is a big part of it. And a lot of times, because the market is so saturated, if you get a referral from somebody you know and trust through a networking connection, you might be more inclined to pay a little bit more attention, to give it a tiny bit more time than you can to those referrals that come in without an actual connection within your network. So it really is critical, and I would advise that job seekers really pay attention. Something I've said, I've been doing this work for over 30 years, and this has always been my go-to little mantra when I talk to students, and that is, tell anyone and everyone what your career interests and aspirations are, because you never know who they might know who can help you get there, if not through an opportunity, at least through some increased knowledge, so you can be more marketable and successful, get you that little inch closer to the possibility of perhaps that specific job or internship you're looking for.
That is Norma Guerra-Geyer, WashU's Associate Vice Chancellor for Career Development and Education. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Megan. I appreciate it.